So far, around 147,000 absentee ballots have been returned in the race between Liberal Appeals Court Judge Chris Taylor and Conservative Appeals Court Judge Maria Lazar. But at the same point in last year's Supreme Court race, that total was well over 250,000. University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee Emeritus Political Science Professor Mordecai Lee says this race is different than last year's. Ideological control of the court is not up for grabs, and campaign ad spending is a fraction of what it was in 2025.
It could be that last year's race was just sort of the kind of Mount Everest of all Wisconsin Supreme Court races. And now we're back to normalcy.
In this sleepier election, Lee said he'd expect lower voter turnout. Last year, that number hit 50%, which set a record. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.